Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Samach Dalet. But do not take that seriously. It is not a sad day at all. It's a very happy day because we're going further in this sugya. So, Samach Dalet, we got up to Dechiyato Letzuk, Zohi Shechitato. Now we're getting back to our Mishnah to see how we understand the Mishnah that says that if one of the Seirim died after we did the Hagralah, so then it depends which one died. Seim shall shemate, so we said, if the one that was Yuchad Lashem, so then you bring another one, and you bring another set, you do a Hagralah, and then you say, Zeh shalah lav Hagralah Lashem, should take the mokum of the one that died. And then it says, the second one is sent out to get a mum. So it's sent out to just to go around and to pray, to graze around until it gets a mum. And then it can go for a nedavas tzibur, because ein chatas tzibur mesa, and even though this would normally be a chatas hamesa, in this case it isn't. But the question is, first we need to decide which one is the second one. Because it says the second one should be mesa. Is that the second one of the new Hagralah, or does it mean the second one of the original pair, the meaning the one that's alive, that is still alive from before? So it's not clear which one is called the second one. Now that was, I mean, the case is in either way. And if it was the one that, remember, the Mishnah continued, if it was the Sayer Lazazel that died, so then we take a new Sayer Lazazel. And then the question is, what is the second one in terms of the Sayer that we bring as the carbon, or the Sayer that we allow to just graze around? Now, in each case, we have a machlokas. And that machlokas is based on a very simple concept that we've had many times, which is the idea of dichuyim. Dichuyim means that once something was kosher, and now, because of something that happens, we can't use it. If you hold that balei chayim, that even living animals can become dochui, you'll never be able to use this particular animal again for that purpose. Because since it went through a period in which it was unusable, the fact that now things seem to be okay doesn't change it. We can't bring it back in to the set of usable things. Well, that obviously is going to affect the Mishnah, because consider what the situation is. A sa'ir needs to be a kosher korban because the zug is still alive. So, and that we're going to see from the psukim again, but we noted this before. So the moment you don't have a sa'ir mishtaleach, you cannot bring that par. The moment you don't have, you cannot bring that sa'ir bifnim. And the moment you don't have that sa'ir bifnim, you can't bring this sa'ir mishtaleach. Now that means that during that period, however long it was, the korban that we have now that survived from the original zug is no longer usable if you hold balei chayim nidachim. So that's the way to determine what the Mishnah means. If you hold balei chayim nidachim, then when the Mishnah said the words, and the second one, that would mean the second one of the original pair that is never going to be usable again, that one should be left out to graze, and we use the new one to take its place. If, however, you hold balei chayim einan nidachim, so then the second one is actually could mean the second one that remained alive of the original group, and now the second one of the new hagralah should be sent out to graze. So which one does it mean? Omar Rav, sheni shebezug rishon yikrav. I hold that once you had the original one selected, keep the selection. Just because a couple of hours went by or a couple of minutes went by until you could bring another sawyer to take the place of its mate, so what? So now that you took the place of its mate, it's kosher again. So now that you have a new sawyer, a mishtalayach, let's say in that case, you are able to use the original sawyer anasa bifnim because nothing's wrong. It was puzzle for a brief period where it didn't have a mate, and now it got a mate, and now it's kosher. So use it. And when it says, and the second one should be left to graze and is not going to be brought, that means the sheni shebezuk sheni, the new one that was matched up and was only made because of the fact that we needed to do a hagralah, leave that one out to do the grazing and to be sold when it gets a moon. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh no, you can never go back to use the original one because the original one was pasul. And even though it was only pasul for 5 minutes until we got the other sari to take the place, I hold that even though it's a bal chai, balei chayim are nidachim, and you cannot use it ever again. And therefore, the sheni shebezug rishon, the original one, is no longer usable. Send it out to get a mum. If it had been a chatas yochid, we would have had to let it die. But since ain chatas sibur mesa, send it out to get a mum, and now you got to use the new one, the sheni shebezug sheni, the new replacement that was matched up with the new replacement. That one is the one that you have to use. And obviously, what's the machlokes? B'mayka miflege, Rav Savar Ba'alei Chayim Nidachim, Einan Nidachim, and Rabbi Yochanan Savar Ba'alei Chayim Nidachim. It's very obvious. According to Rav, we go back and use the original animal because that's the one that was selected initially, and why should we not use it? You'll say, what do you mean? You can't use it because there was a period that was unusable. So, a period in which it's unusable? Life is dynamic. And Balei Chayim, just because they go through a period where they're unusable, doesn't mean that they don't change afterwards. That's the point of being alive, isn't it? So therefore, go back and use the original one. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says the din of Dichui goes even on Balei Chayim. And therefore, the original korban, since it was not usable for those 5 minutes, when it was missing its mate, it's no longer considered usable evermore. Okay, now, what's the basis of this machlokas, whether Balei Chayim are nidachim or not? I'll tell you. My time at Rav, Rav says, look, any animal is originally dochui, isn't it? I mean, it's not 8 days old as soon as it's born, I don't think. And for the first 7 days, it's not a kosher carbon. And yet, when it becomes 8 days old, miyom hashmini v'hala yeratzeh, you go right back and you bring it as a carbon, even though initially it wasn't good as a carbon. So therefore, every mechuser zman lav afagav dahashto lo chazi, but ki hoda mirze shapir dami, as soon as it becomes ro'ui, you can use it. Ochanami loshna, says the Gemara, well, come off it. That's ridiculous. The din of dihui is almost according to everyone, and certainly you're able to be mechalek, between dihui me ikora, or nira v'nitcha. And remember, the concept of dichoy means something was pushed away. Pushed away was an animal that was not yet 8 days old. Was it pushed away? It was just never brought into the set of things that are roy. Well, you can't be docha something that was never roy in the first place, can you? First, it has to be roy. Then you could say, aha, look what happened to it. Nevermore shall we use it. Okay. But to say that we're going to bring a raya from a chuser zman, which never was ro'i, that has nothing to do with dichui. So sorry, that's called dichui mi'ikora, that it hasn't gotten there yet, and dichui mi'ikora is not considered to be dichui. But how does that prove our case? Where it was a perfectly good sarah mishtaleach, or it was a perfectly good sarah lashem, and then something happened to pasul it, its mate died. So mi dami, hatam lo yischazi klal, over there was never ra'ui. Ocha, nira v'nitcha. Mashen kein, once something is nira, and then it's nitcha, that's where we get to the problem of dichui. You're right, says the Gemara. That was the wrong basis for telling me that Rav learned the din of dichui. I'll show you where Rav says that dichui of Baalei Chayim is not called a dichui. Very simple. If you have a baal mum, you have an animal that's completely kosher, you were about to bring it as a korban, and it slips, and it gets a bruise. Can't use it. 3 days later, the bruise goes away, and now you can use it. Because a baal mum over, even though it was nitcheh, and I was not able to use it during that period that it had the mum over becomes kosher afterwards, okay? So that would be a general rule. A living animal that suffers some kind of temporary dichui goes right back when it's now no longer dichui, and now I can bring it. That's my raya. Let's see that inside. Heiner time the Rav, the Yolif be Baal Mum Over. Is it not true that a Baal Mum Over, Lav Avagav, the Lochazi Hash, that's not currently Roi, it's got a bruise, but nonetheless, in a couple of days, Kiyodan Mirze Shaper Dami, all of a sudden it becomes Roi again. So therefore, anywhere else that we have a situation like that, like over here, where we had a brief period where we could not use the animal because it didn't have the mate, doesn't matter. Loshna, it's now kosher because it's a living animal. Okay, but you're making an assumption. I mean, your assumption is that a Baal Mum Over is, in fact, usable. I mean, how do you know that that's true? Vahata minalan. Ah, that I know from the Pasuk. Because look what the Pasuk says when it tells you not to use a Baal Mum. The Lashon is like this. Ki moshchatam bahem mum bum. Because of the fact that they have this corrupt element in them, namely the mum, and that is there, the mum bum, then you can't bring them. Lo yeratzu. Aha. Mum bum lo yeratzu. So only as long as that mum is actually there, it's in them, then that animal is useless. But if the mum is not there, and it was of our mumam, at this point, yeratzu. Wow. So then this does serve as a wonderful model. So how does Rabbi Yochanan explain away this model? The Torah definitely come back. The definitely comes to say that it's only so long as the mum is there. Answers Rabbi Yochanan, you're right, but read that pasuk carefully. Ki mashchatam bahem mum bum. Aha. Mum bum, you're right. Only as long as the mum is bum. But that's only bahem. That's only in this special case of Baalei Mumim that we have this halacha. But in any other event, when we had actually a dichui, for whatever reason other than mum, forget it. You can never use it again. So that means bahem. Hey, mudichi avar mumam yiratzu. Only over here do you go back to becoming acceptable after the moment of dichui. But any other dichuim, a kol dichuim, like our case, hoyo v'nitchu, nitchu. Ah, interesting. So what does Rav do with Bahem? Rav ahu Bahem, what does that mean? That's something else entirely, says Rav. That tells us an amazing kiddush. It tells us that it is only the actual animal itself while it has identifiable Bahem. This is it. Only in that state is it not Meratza. Suppose you had a carbon oila. The carbon oila, you had a mum, and you went ahead and you cut it up before you discovered the mum, and you had already mixed it in with the other avrei oila that were going to be brought on the Mizbeach. Now you've got 100 legs. Oh, no. So what do I do? One of them is a baal mum. Comes the Torah to tell you, when do I aser that baal mum? Only when it's Bahem, when it's identifiably itself. But when it's mixed with something else, and it's together with other things, then it's not usher at all. So, mashba beinayuhu delo meratzu, ha'ayedei tarovet, if it's mixed with other things, it is meratzu. And this we learned back in Gemara, in Zvach, in the Mishnah, actually, in Zvachim, did it not? Evarim tmimim that get mixed up with the evarim ba'alei mumim, what's the din? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, look, since midiraisa, it's actually kosher. Why? Because only be'inayu, because it says behem. The only din that we said we should be machmer, not bring taroves, which is often the case, is a derabanan. And since, over here, if one of them, before I discovered that it was a baal mum, I went ahead and I brought up one of these evarim. So let's say I had 100 heads, one of which was a baal mum, and one of those heads had been brought on the Mizbeach. You can bring up all of the heads. I had 100 feet one of those feet were on the Mizbeach, I could bring up all of them. Because in a Derabbanan, remember, we have a concept called Tolin. In a Deoraisa, you can't be Tolin. If it's a Suffolk Deoraisa, it's a Suffolk Deoraisa, we'd have to throw everything out. But since it says over here, Behem, and as Rav has explained, Behem means only where Be'inayu, so the entire din of its being puzzle at all, Betarovet, is only a Derabbanan. Therefore, says Rav Eliezer, okay, so now we can be Tolin. The same thing, we had this concept of Tolin, remember, where we had mixtures like of Truma and one of them fell. So, okay, wherever we have a Derabbanan, we could say, you know what? Let's assume that the one that fell out, or the one that was ruined, whatever the case was over there, was the one that was problematic, and now everything else is kosher. So that's what we do over here. Im karav rishon shel achad meyam, so then yikarvu kol harashim. Im karvu karav shel achad meyam, so then yikarvu kol hakra'ayim. Whereas the Chachamim say, oh, no. Afilu karvu kulam chutz miach meyam etzel abet asra. I don't care if you had 99 out of the 100 who were already brought in the Mizbeach. You have no right to bring that last one on the Mizbeach. Now, there's two possibilities. Either the Rabbanan disagree with the fundamental drasha about whether Be'enayhu is the only time that they're usher, and therefore Rav is going on Liba de Rebbe Eliezer, as some of the Rishonim learn, or it could be that even the Rabbanan agree, as Tosa suggests. Even the Rabbanan agree that, of course, many Raisa, there's no Isra, and they're only describing how machber we were on the Rabbanan, and that we said, look, I'm sorry, but you can't bring anything, even if it was a Suffolk Balmum, even if it was 100-1, you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. Okay? But meanwhile, everything works out fine, because Rav has usage for the word Behem to tell me about Be'inayu, and therefore he doesn't use Behem to tell me, only in the event of Balimumin do we say that we don't say Dichui. Yo, so wait a minute, so then how does Rabbi Yochanan know this halacha about Be'inayu? The Idach, Rabbi Yochanan says, well, it could have said, ki mashchatam bum, mum bum, right? And it says, ki mashchatam bahem, mum bum. So from that difference between bum, bahem, you now have a new drasha. So therefore, I say there's three separate drashas here. First of all, there's the drasha of bum to tell me only as long as the mum is there, which I and Rav agree about. Secondly, we have the drasha of Behem. But I learned Rav's drasha of Behem that only Be'enayhu from the fact that it could have said Bum instead Behem. And according to me, therefore, we have one additional drasha. And that is to tell me that this is a unique case in which we don't say Kivan Shenitchu Nitchu and do not apply it to other cases. Only Bum and no other case. Fine. What does Rav do with that? Rav says, I don't think that that's a valid extra pasuk. The difference between bum and bahem, lo darish, that I'm not going to be darish. Okay, so now we understand what's going on. Now, the thing is, I don't fully understand Rav's drasha, okay? Because even though Rav is telling me, you can use that first carbon, nothing wrong with it. Even though there were 10 minutes that it was unusable, it's back to being fully usable. Okay, I understand. All that means is that you can use it. But why does Rav say that the Mishnah is saying that's the one that you have to use and let the other one go and graze and become apostle by getting a mum? Why is that? I mean, just tell him, do what you want. So the Rav, I understand that he holds it to use a bull. But use a bull just means a bull. Eboy, if you wish, I not grieve. Eboy, I not agree. If you want, bring this one. If you want, bring that one. But why did you say you have to use the first one? Ah, says Rava, that's a difference for it. That's because Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvah berishon. And remember, we had this exact Gemara just 2 days ago when we were talking about Rabbi Yossi saying that if you've got a number of different sa'ir la'azazels, because you had to keep replacing them, so now you've got like a bunch of them that are there, which one do you bring? So Rabbi Yossi says, bring the first one. So that Rabbi Yossi, we went through this entire sugya again. And we asked over there, which Rabbi Yossi says mitzvah berishon? Do you mean the Rabbi Yossi in Masechet Shkalim about the kupot, where it said in the Mishnah we have three kupot, each one of which holds three soyin, and three times a year we go ahead and we take these and we're tormim et alishka, and it says aleph, beis, gimel, and there was zol machlokas, maybe it's alpha, beta, gamma, and Rabbi Yossi was the one who explained, why does it say aleph, beis, gimel? Because we need to know which one you took out first. Why is it important to know which one you took out first? Because the mitzvah is to buy the karbanas from the one you took out first. So that would be mitzvah berishon, right? No, because Dilma Shiny Awesome, that's different. Because over there, when I took the first kupa, there was no other kupa. So that defined the first kupa as the one that I had the first mitzvah on. So go do your mitzvah, use it. What are you going to another one that didn't even exist at the time? So that's because Bina Diz Chazika Maiser Lois Chazi Batraita. But over here, all of the Sawyer Lazazels, remember, became Roy at the very same moment because you needed to first finish the initial Aveda before they were Roy, and then they're all standing here. So like we were doch of that before. Okay. So which Rabbi Yossi is the mitzvah Berishon? It's Rabbi Yossi about the Korban Pesach. The Tanya Mafrish Pischo V'Avad. Your Korban Pesach got lost. You got nervous. You went ahead and you took another one. Of course, as soon as you took the other one, you found the first one. So now you've got two of them. Harishneim Omdim. Says the Tanakam, okay, use whichever one you want. Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean whichever one you want? You selected one for a mitzvah. Use the one that you first selected, your initial selection. So mitzvah berishon, oh, of course. I mean, if the Sheni was a better Korban, I understand you can use that one. So Rav was going Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, who says mitzvah berishon, and Tosfos suggests that the same thing is true over here. If it turns out you have a nicer one, so here also you could use the nicer one. It's not the only criterion. We're just saying that it is definitely one of the criteria. That's all that we're saying. Some suggest, Tosfos brings, that it's also possible that in this case, even Rabbi Yossi would be moda, that we do not say that if you have a nicer one, then you should select the nicer one. Because maybe since these things are anyway going to be wrecked, I mean, they're going to be thrown off a cliff or they're going to be burned outside, depending on which one it was. So maybe it's not so important that it should be the nicer one. Okay, that's a question. But that isn't important to the logic. What's important is that the mitzvah is berishon. Now, Omar Rava, so now let's take a look back at this machlokes of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and see which one is shita, balechayim nidachim or balechayim einan nidachim. Work into the Mishnah better, and in the course of doing that, we will finally understand the Mishnah fully, because the last part of the Mishnah about throwing out the blood of the other one did not make sense, really. How did it fit in with the first part of the Mishnah? So let's take a look at the Mishnah. Says Rava, look, I think if you look carefully at the Mishnah, you are going to conclude that Rav is right. But if you look carefully at the Braita, then you're going to conclude that Rabbi Yochanan was right. So the Mishnah, let's take a look at the Mishnah. I say the words in the Mishnah go like this. Im shel shem meit. See, if the one that died was the one that was going to be brought as the Korban Bifnim, ze sha'alav ha'agora l'shem, Yitkayim tachtav. So now the new one, which is now selected, shall take the place of the original shel shem. Okay, and what about the other one? And no, the other one is still good. Well, isn't that what it implies? The problem is that the shel shem died, so the new shel shem shall take its place. Thank you. Not they shall both take the place of the original group. That's exactly what Rav says. The original survivor is still the one that you're going to use. You are only replacing the one that died. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. Now, the Braita, on the other hand, is mashma the other way. So the Mishnah is mashma v'idach kidakoi koi. Whatever it was, the other one was, that remains the way it was. Why should I replace that one? The Braita, on the other hand, is more mashma like Rabbi Yochanan, because the Braita says like this. Sheini, when the Mishnah said the second one, Eini Yodea, I really don't know what the second one means. is the second one, Sheni Shebezug Rishon. So it means the original one of the first pair is not used. Or maybe it means the Sheni Shebezug Sheni. Ah, says the Braisa Kishu Omer, when it says in the Pasuk that the Sa'ir Shenafal Hagoral Alav La'Azazel Yeomad Chai, that's the one that shall be left standing alive. That is mashma that we are not talking about the original Azazel, because that Azazel's friend died. V'lo shechavero mate. Huh? How do I see that in the pasuk? Excuse me, Yomad Chai, but not the original one where its friend dropped dead. Where do you see that? No, because Yo'omat chai means it shall be set up to stand alive, meaning in the future, but not something that had already been the one that was omet chai while we brought the other one. So that means that the pasuk is mashma, you select the new one and you use the new one, Yo'omat chai, that's the new one that is going to be the Sa'ir Lazazel, the brand new, fresh Sa'ir Lazazel, V'lo shekvar amad, and not the one that had been a Sa'ir Lazazel from the beginning, and now was left with its friend dead. Okay, so now let's take a look at the Mishnah. The Od Amar Reb Yehuda, I want you to explain this Mishnah to me, because it sounds weird. The Od Amar Reb Yehuda, the closing part of the Mishnah says, that furthermore, not only do I say that I believe you are completely wrong about saying that ein chatas tzibur mesa. I say a chatas tzibur is mesa. And furthermore, now the furthermore is very strange because the furthermore doesn't really have anything much to do with what we just said. The odam arabuta, furthermore I say that if the dam of the Sa'ir Lashem spilled out before I could do the hazoya, then the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach has to be left to die, because it's a chatas hamesa. And if the mishtaleach died before I had a chance to do the hazoya of the dam of the Sa'ir Lashem, pour out that dam. It cannot be used. Now, let us try to understand that Mishnah, first of all. Okay, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's great. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, he holds Balei Chayim Nidachim. So if Balei Chayim are Dachim, that explains why we now have to let the Sa'ir Mishtaleach die. Because there were 5 minutes before I was able to bring a new Sa'ir to get the new blood, and the blood had been poured out, and now there was nothing to do with the Sa'ir Mishtaleach, and since Balei Chayim are Nidachim, so, too bad, we will have to let it die, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is a Chatas HaMesas. Okay, Mishomachi, that explains very well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why the Sa'ir Mishtaleach has to be left to die. According to Rav, so what if we had a few minutes where it wasn't usable, but now we have another Sa'ir Lashem and we have new dam, why can't I use it? So according to Rav, Yom Rabalei Chayim Einan Nidachim, why in the world would Rabbi Yehuda say Yomut HaMishtaleach? The only possibility is because he holds Kima de Nitcha Nitcha, and that's a clear raya that Balei Chayim are Nidachim. Omelach Rav, hold on a minute over here. Obviously, that's true, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't that the whole point? I was telling you the Tanakhama, okay? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda Lokamina. I never said, it's clear, any idiot who reads the Mishnah sees that the Mishnah only could mean that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Balei Chayim are Nidachim. I was talking about Aliba de Rabbanan, and I'm saying the Rabbanan, they hold that Balei Chayim are not Nidachim. In fact, this works out much better according to Rav, because Bishlama, according to Rav, that is the machlokus between Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Reb Yehuda Rabbanan. It's that question itself. That's the meaning of V'od Amar Reb Yehuda. So I say, not only do I disagree with you about which animal, what the din is of the animal that is nitcha, whether it's tamut, because I hold that even a chatas tzibur is tamut, and you say it's not tamut, it's just yera'eh. That's one thing I disagree with you about. But you know what else I disagree with you about? Which animal we're talking about. Because you, Rabbanan, hold that Balei Chayim ain't a nidachim. I hold Balei Chayim are totally nidachim. And because of that, even if the blood was spilled out, you wouldn't be able to use the Sa'ir Mishtaleach, you understand? So we differ in two completely different points. First of all, what the din is of the animal that is nidche, whether it dies or whether it lives. And secondly, which animal is it that's nidche? Because you old balachayim ain't nidachim, I old balachayim are nidachim. So according to Rav, we have two completely different machlokas in. The Mishnah works out beautifully because first, Rav Yehuda just talks about the general concept of whether a carbon tzibur is nidche or not. But then he moves on to describe his feelings about the original choice of animal, and he says, that's the wrong one, excuse me. So I disagree about which one is nidcha, and therefore, obviously, according to me, it's the other one that's going to die, not the one that you said. It's not going to be the second one that dies, it's going to be the first one that died, because that's the one that was nidcha. Okay? So, how are you going to explain it according to Rabbi Yochanan, huh? What's the second machlokas? There is no second machlokas according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbanan also agreed that we were talking about the first one being nidcha. And Rabbi Yehuda already made it clear that he holds, yeah, and that means that it's going to die, baby, die, not just be nidcha. On my Rava, well, I told you the Mishnah works out better according to Rav, didn't I? So now you've proven it even better. So you're proving me right. Thank you. All right, I'm going to bring you another raya that it actually goes like Rabbi Yochanan, so it's not. Look, it says in the Mishnah that the reason that we leave it to graze and not leave it to die is because ein chatas tzibur meis. Now, you have to pay close attention to this because it's brilliant, okay? So he says, ein chatas tzibur meis. What does that mean? That in the same circumstances, if it hadn't been a chatas tzibur and it had been a chatas yochid, that it would be meisa, right? And in fact, Rabbi Yehuda says, it is Mesa. The problem is that we have this big machlokas in which it turns out that according to the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, when we say Chatas Shenischapru Ba'alea Ba'acher is Mesa, does that mean in a case where you went ahead, where Mischapru Ba'acher, and then you found the original carbon? Or does it mean you had both carbonas sitting in front of you, and you were nischaper with one of them, and the other one is therefore the chatas hamesa? Now, in Temura, we have a big machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan about what the din is in those circumstances. So the case over there was, a guy set aside his carbon chatas, and it got lost. He went ahead and he bought another chatas, and as usually found the first chatas. So now the question is, if you have both of them alive, what would be the din there? Is that included in a carbon, a chatas, that nischaper abalim b'acheres? So there, Rebbe says, no, that's not included. I'm sorry, that is included. Any one that you use, the other one is going to die. But the Chachamim says, no, that's not included. The only time that we have a halacha l'moshe Sinai that says a chatas, where the Bailim had a kapara from another one, that's only true if we find the lost one after the Bailim had already had their kapara. So then we find it, and then it was totally nidcha. But if it was found before the kapara, now the Bailim has got both of them, in that case, it's not going to die, even if it belonged to a yochid. Now, Reb Abba explained, and here's the critical point. Reb Abba explains over there that everybody, both the Rabbanan and Rebbe, are meida, that for sure, if he used the one that was the new one, the second one that we're referring to over here as the shniyah, if he was mischaper with the new one, and the idea over there is that I decided I'm not going to use my original carbon, everyone agrees that in that case, it is a chatas hamesa. That's the halacha l'moshe Sinai. A chatas that was lost. And the Bailim goes ahead and he gets a kapara in another one. For sure, the first one has to die. What's the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan? In the case, not where I chose one at random, but where I chose the first one for the kapora, and the second one is still alive, what's the din over there? That's where we have the machlokas. Because over there, Rebbe holds, look, you set this thing aside as a replacement for a lost chatas, So then it now has all the din of a lost chatas. What's the din of a lost chatas if you used another carpet to be mischaper? It's a chatas hamesa. So then this is a chatas hamesa and has to die. The rabbanan say, no, it doesn't get the same din as the avud. Let me ask you something. Suppose a guy brings two animals for his chatas and he says, look, in case anything happens to one of them, I want to make sure I have the other one available. What's the din of the second one when he chooses one of them and he uses it? That's not called a chatas shenischapru ba'alei ba'acheres. That's called a chatas where he separated one for achrayut. Where he separates one for achrayut, for sure, then it could be yira'eh. And then you simply use the money for, like, all of the meiser chatas also over here would be put into the nedava. We all say the Chachamim, that's exactly what this is. It's an extra chatas la'achrayut because both of them were standing there in front of him. So at the moment that both of them are standing in front of them, he could choose whichever one he wants. What's the problem? As long as he uses the, if he uses that second one, then he's got problems with the original one because the original one was not done by Christ. But if it's the other way around, then it would be perfectly okay. So here is my problem. My beautiful diak in the Mishnah is like this. Because if you take a look at the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, which one is the one that is supposed to be unusable? The original, the Sheni Shebezug Rishon, right? The original Zug is unusable. So the Mishnah says, Yera'eh. Wow. Why is it Yera'eh? Isn't it a Chatas Amesa? No, because it's a Chatas Tzibur. But if it would have been a Chatas Yachid, what would have been the din? Oh, gosh, you used the second one? And you left the first one and didn't use it? That's, everybody agrees that that's a chatas amesa. That's what you said. So then it works out perfectly well that the Mishnah is saying, see, it's only because it's a chatas tzibur. But according to Rav, it doesn't make any sense. Because according to Rav, what was the one that I ended up using? The original. Well, if I use the original, then why should I say that in the event that it would have been a chatas yochid, it would have had to die? Why would it have had to die? It's just mafrish l'achrayas. Achrayas doesn't die. So how do you explain it? So let's look inside. It's not. She'ein chatas tzibur meisa. Mashma that in the exact same case, if it would have been a chatas yochid. Oh, is this delicious, guys. I mean, just to pay attention to the words, the implications, the clarity. And I'm telling you, 10-year-old kids were learning this stuff. I mean, try to explain this to some college graduate. What the heck? Who, what, where? Okay. All right. So the implications are that in the same situation, ki hai gavna, if it would have been a yochid, it would have been mesa. So bishleim el Rabbi Yochanan says, like Rababa Marab, who says, everybody agrees. He said this in Temura. Hakomodim, everybody agrees. If you use the first one, you use now the Eina Avuda, that the first one that was Nifch has got to die. But according to Rav, you're going to be ending up using the first one as the carbon. So then why would the second one die? We said it's like Shtei Chataot LaAchrayut, because theoretically you could have used either one that you wanted. So it's just Achrayus, right? Okay, very smart, but there is a way out of it. And that is because, look, I mean, and that's because Omer Boshai, if you shtei chatot l'achrayut, mitchaper with anyone you want, v'shniyah teira'eh. Ah, but over here, kiman d'yomer Rava. Didn't Rava explain that Rav holds like Reb Yossi, and the mitzvah is bedafka, to be use your kapora from the first one, because mitzvah berishon, right? So since mitzvah berishon, it turns out that the second one initially was not really meant to be used because you knew darn well that mitzvah berishon. And therefore, it's not like achrayut. It's like you were mafreshed in the first place to be exploded. And therefore, it was mafresh l'chatchila le'ibud. If you're mafresh l'chatchila le'ibud, so there for sure it would be, if it was a chatas yochid, it would be actually a chata hameta. Okay, well, we'll have to finish up this sugya, the two dots tomorrow, but meanwhile, we've got enough time to review this and get it clear so that tomorrow's Gemara will be clear. Had we finished up to the two dots today, I'll bet you wouldn't have looked back. It would have been like mafrish la ibud. Forget it. Okay, so we'll go over it again, and then we'll decide which one of the versions in the Gemara you like better.